Let's talk about Nancy Drew a little bit.
Okay, let's do that.
I don't know if you knew this before I told you, and I don't really know how I knew it, but the star of Nancy Drew, who plays Nancy Drew, is the daughter of Eric Roberts, the one, the only.
That's insanely awesome. Okay, continue, please. I'm excited.
That means that 15 years ago, I guess it was about 15 years ago.
16.
Yeah. I don't know. Eric Roberts was, I don't know, watching his wife cooking some eggs, and she was wearing some short kind of robe. You know, and Eric Roberts, he doesn't do condoms. He doesn't wear a Jimmy hat. You know, he doesn't do any of that kind of stuff. It's all Eric Roberts in there. Nothing between him and the vagina. And he popped that woman that the genetic, you know, they formed the person that would 15 years later be in Nancy Drew. So basically because Eric Roberts came home from a hard day at set. I don't know what movie it was.
Right.
Well, let's saw look. His wife dusting the TV off, maybe, and she just got back from exercising, maybe, and she was wearing some shorts that were pretty tight, and he felt the urge to plant this seed inside of her.
I like and where this is going.
15 years later, advertisements for Nancy Drew, starring what his sperm became.
I think you're selling Emma Roberts' achievements short. She's not just the cum shot of Eric Roberts come to life.
What?
She's a girl. She lives. She breathes. She's got her own ideas.
So basically, what you're
she's probably stopped thinking about firing up into some skirt.
So he comes home, and his wife.
Okay, can I just say something? I'm doing some math.
Mm-hmm.
She was born in 91.
Yeah.
So you figure. He was making a movie in 89 to be released. You know, like, so he's probably...
I get it, to be released.
It's probably the best of the best.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm looking at the math right here, and it's either Best of the Best, Fire Princess, or The Ambulance.
Oh, The Ambulance is like kind of an indie one with one of the London kids. No, maybe not. Who was in The Ambulance?
James Earl Jones.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
sometimes mistaken for one of the London brothers.
Ambulance. I saw that.
Nick Chindlin performance.
Yeah, I rented that a long time ago. Anyway, so, okay, let's say he comes back from the ambulance, and he's okay. Tired.
Yeah.
And he's...
And he's like, I just
want to go to bed. Like, I'm Eric Roberts, and this movie's been taxing me. His wife is vacuuming the carpet of their luxurious, let's say, mini mansion in the hills.
Or hovel. Another word you can use. It's an Eric Roberts domicile.
Okay. Okay, and let's say she kind of trips over the cord. You know, she's this beautiful statuesque woman, kind of humanizes her a little bit more to him because she kind of trips over the cord. There's this one little, like...
I like where this is
you
going.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It kind of makes him, in a way... cherish his life all the more because he's married to this actual human being. Not only is she beautiful, and I don't know her name.
Her name is Kelly Cunningham.
Okay. Kelly Cunningham. But she also is this beautifully flawed woman who is serving his every need, like keeping his home. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
There for when he gets back from Best of the Best. Always waiting for him, faithful. He sees her trip over the cord, and he basically fucks some Emma Roberts into her. 15 years later, is born from that semen that is juiced into that woman, the Nancy Drew trailer. Directed by...
your boy. I don't know.
I don't know who's directed by.
But no, I see what you're saying.
It's like the Big Bang, in a way. Now, I'm not saying it was the Big Bang. No, I'm not saying it was a great Eric Roberts performance in the bed. We'd have to ask the wife. But it is like the Big Bang, if you think about it. But instead of like the solar system or the, you know, the everything being created and spilled out across the universe, is Nancy Drew.
Well, her name's Emma Nancy Roberts. Drew She's movie. 16 years old.
Yeah.
I was just reading a message board post on her. She's 16. She says, in 10 years, she's going to be hot. Let me guess. Let me tell you something, guys. You don't have to wait 10 years because she's daddy's little girl now.
Well, 10 years, she's not going to be hot.
10 years, yeah. Because, I mean,
the more she looks like Eric Roberts.
Yeah. No, that's great. I mean, like, she's a cute girl. Nancy Drew came out of a hard boy. So, I mean, there is that.
Well, here's the thing. There's no way Eric Roberts is married to that woman anymore. Am I right?
I couldn't
There's
find out.
There's no way. Because you cannot contain. You cannot, like, if you think of a vagina as a prison, you cannot contain best of the best, Eric Roberts.
Well, I think more likely, she says, when they took their vow, she's like, to have and to hold until you reach obscurity.
And he's just the magic man, too, if you think about it. He's like, I'm going to form a Nancy Drew star in this one. I'm going to form an Encyclopedia Brown star in this one. You know what I'm saying? He's going to go from vagina to vagina casting future movies with a seed.
He never even married the mother of the girl.
Did
that's
he not?
A shame. That's a testimony to the broken homes that Hollywood creates.
Listen, okay, I said there's his wife, so maybe he was vacuuming the floor with his live-in girlfriend.
His wife was out of town.
Yeah, the maid.
That makes me sad. But he made something.
He did.
So are you excited about Nancy Drew?
Well, don't I sound like it?
You really do.
Yeah. I don't want to see it, Nick. And I wish I could Terminator back in time.
Why? So you can see just how much fun Eric Roberts had?
I could destroy that. Put like a little radioactive packet next to that ball sack. I do not want Nancy Drew on the screens.
She's a cute girl.
Yep.
How could you not want her? What did she ever do to you? I mean, what the fuck did she ever do to you?
What did she do to you? So you're telling me that Eric Roberts gets back from Best of the Best, calls his girlfriend up, maybe someone he just met.
To Kelly Cunningham, how's it going, baby?
Kelly Cunningham. How about a night on the town with Eric Roberts? And she's like, okay.
She's like, yeah, Peter Weller's out of town.
And she's like, where are you taking me? And he said, back to my place. I want to cast a teenage detective 15 years from now.
I don't think those were his motives, honestly.
You think it was his pickup line?
I just think when Eric Roberts needs to nut out, he needs to nut out. He's primal. He's a primal guy. I don't envision Eric Roberts having a courtship process. I think Eric Roberts sees something and he takes it. I mean, he's a wiry, muscular guy. I envision him hunched over her back.
Do you think, like an archer, he's that accurate, though?
Pumping
like an archer,
wildly.
Like an archer can hit a bullseye over and over again. He can cast future movies with his demon seed.
I hope so.
He can aggravate my future life with his past seed.
What about Nancy Drew and Emma Roberts bothers you so much? Or is it just that you...
I'm not bothered
it's
by...
It's like, or are you another alpha male like Eric Roberts, grunting around, squirming, writhing, waiting, taking, having, and then pumping life into the dead and creating little perky blondes?
Yeah.
You got to respect...
Well, I guess in the right, though, you know?
No, he's Eric Roberts. I mean, you're not.
Why doesn't he just cap that penis? So we don't have to. Why does he have to be Eric Roberts? Why does he have to say, I will not wear a condom, and then Nancy Drew?
God damn it. You're talking about Eric Roberts. He should bronze it. It's a fucking, it's not just a penis to him.
I mean, let's say, for example, instead, let's say that his wife was sick, or his girlfriend was sick that night. Although he probably still would have that. Am I wrong?
No, when he sees something, he takes it. He wants it, he takes it.
But
he gets in there, and he starts working into it.
I don't know, maybe a commercial was on he laughed at. And distract him long enough to where we wouldn't have Nancy Drew right
now. Eric Roberts is a mortal man. He you can't fault him. he did what he needed to do, and I don't think he regrets it. He's probably her manager too. So
did he produce any more? I mean, is he like, does he have like a lot of kids?
I think if you ask him, not enough. I'll tell you. I'll do some quick research, and by research I mean cheating and using IMDb,
which we don't use on our show.
We try not to.
Yeah.
It looks like.
No, Nick, you can actually just type in Eric Roberts sperm in the search, the search box.
Actually, I only have to type ER because then it'll come up in my Google previous.
What are you searching for Eric Roberts all the time, Nick?
I think he's only got one daughter. That makes me sad, sort of.
Yeah, I guess I kind of feel bad for him, too. Well, I mean, he hit it out of the park. I mean, although she's in the family, so like Julia Roberts, she gets to be in films. And she's cute. She's perky.
She's already been in quite a few films.
What else?
She was in Blow. She was in... She was an aquamarine.
Speaking of Blow, why couldn't his girlfriend done it that night? So I don't have to see Nancy Drew.